The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me. And again a little while later and you will see me." So some of the disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me'? And because I am going to the Father." So they said, "What is this 'little while' of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said? 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn, but the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus saying some simple things, that the church will share the same, that the church will share the same mission of Christ. Christ, the only thing is share God the Father to the world, who is love. And through his suffering, he offered his life so that we may have new life. And so the church is blessed. Each one of us is blessed. That's what in Matthew chapter 28, the last phrase from the Gospel of Matthew. "I, the Lord, am with you always until the end of the world." So it's Jesus' promise that he will be with the church, first of all, protect the church. So you can see after so many years, the church is strong, but also attacked. We too, at times, were attacked also. Attacked in the sense that not always, the path is always straight. But don't worry, Jesus is with us. "I am with you always." Not even 1 minute leave us free. He'll always stay with us. Jesus is willing. He's caring. You know, when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he concerned the three disciples sleeping. For three times, he went to see them. "Can you wait a little bit? Can you stay with me?" You know, that's why Jesus is awakening us from time to time. So we just entrust. It's really true that Jesus saying the word, telling Sister Faustina, "Trust in me," the word, the prayer. "Jesus, I trust in you." Because Jesus knows that we do not trust very much. Too much self. Our eyes covered. The same with disciples, when they see Jesus left, and then the angels came and said, "What are you waiting for?" Minutes ago, Jesus told them, "Go into the world, preach, and baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." So this is our mission, to share the life of the Blessed Trinity. Baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This Blessed Trinity is our soul's origin. It's love. Because the world lack of love. So just Jesus just wants to see in each one of us His love. Love of God the Father in us. So just trust. We may not know how God's love for us. I like the phrase always, repeat again. Peter says to Jesus, because Jesus asked, why don't you live with the others? Because the other left him. And Peter says, you have the word of life. Apart from you, where do we go? Just stay with. We can understand all things. We have the Holy Spirit, but our heart is so closed, not always open. We have no time to rest of the soul. No time for dialogue with the Lord. We're just worried. We just ask petition. Not much time. Stay with. Thank. With gratitude. We don't. We just ask. Just a little child. So Jesus expects us that we always be secured that we are beloved. God never leave us alone. Just tell yourself, you are not alone.